And that is very easy. Then you can, so to say, control your desires.
A to je izuzetno lako ako možete kontrolirati svoje želje.
Then you should serve others.
Onda trebate služiti drugim.
Then dedicate a life for spiritual advancement.
Onda posvetite život duhovnom napretku.
Be self-controlled.
Biti samo ovladani.
And be careful.
I sada budite pažljivi.
Don't become proud.
Nemojte postati ponosni.
Pride is nothing else than the ghost of sex life.
Ponos nije ništa drugo nego duh seksualnog života.
Yes, the subtle body.
Je samo subtilno tijelo.
Fame, profit and adoration are what comes when you become proud.
Slava, profit i
adoration. Isticanje.
Znači, slava, profit i isticanje. To je ono što proizlazi iz seksualnog života.
Yes. It is like this. A person who is greedy for sex wants to possess another body and control another body.
To je na ovaj način. Osoba koja je pohlepna za seksom jednostavno želi da posjeduje i uživa drugo telo.
Now you can enjoy and control when you have fame.
Možete uživati i kontrolirati kada ste slavni.
Profit.
Kada imate obilje, bogatstvo.
And adoration.
I kada ste istaknuti.
Like for instance, Tito had all these things.
Recimo, Tito je posjedovao sve ove stvari.
And he had five women.
Imao je pet žena.
And in the end, he had a 19-year-old woman.
In na kraju, 19. 19. In na kraju imao
19-godišnju ženu. Because this fame and profit and adoration led him into the pit of material enjoyment.
Zato što su ga ovi slava, profit i isticanje vodili u jamu materijalnoj uživanju.
So, in brahmachari life, as I said, it's not just a waiting room.
Dakle, kao što sam već rekao, brahmachari život nije čekovnica.
But a place where you get trained for your eternal life.
Već mjesto na koje budete obučeni za svoj večni život.
This is very nice also. You should be trained to give classes, lectures. Talk about Krishna.
Ovo je također jako lepo. Trebate naučiti da dajete lekcije, da govorite o Krishna.
Quote the scriptures.
Citirati spise.
A brahmachari who does not study is like a person who has a medicine but who doesn't want to read instructions how to apply it.
Brahmachari koji ne studira, ne proučava spise, je poput osobe koja ima u rukama lek, ali ne želi da pročita uputstvo kako da ga iskoristi.
We should learn to receive guests.
Trebamo naučiti da primamo goste.
Preach to them without chasing them away.
Propovedati ih bez da ih oteramo.
Therefore, in the beginning, we don't talk about brahmachari life.
Zato u početku gostima ne govorimo o brahmachari
life. Should learn how to cook.
Zato naučite da kuvate.
Like our Kaivarya Pati.
Kao naš Kaivarya Pati.
Perform deity worship.
Da sprovite, da obožavate božanstvo.
Like Sudarshan when he gets up.
Sudarshan
manages to not sleep in the morning.
Kad uspe duredi da ne spava ujutro.
We should lead kirtan.
Trebamo voditi kirtan.
Sing bhajans.
Pevati bhajans.
Play medanga.
Svirati medanga.
Everything. And learn the Vaishnava etiquette.
In uči the Vaishnava etiquette.
Learn also how to wash your clothes and sew your clothes.
Također treba naučiti kako da perete i šijete svoju odjeću.
And learn how to use your ability for Krishna.
I naučite da kako da iskoristite svoju sposobnost za Krishna.
Learn how to approach the conditioned soul and give him a piece of transcendental literature.
Научите како да приđete у својој души и дате јој трансцендентална književност.
This Brahmachari ashram is the time for learning.
Brahmachari ashram е време за учење.
Someone who is in household ashram, he usually has to take care of a lot of things.
Особа која е у куќија домаќинском ашраму едноставно мора да се брине за тако пуно ствари.
An apartment,
стан,
children,
деца.
He has to work to obtain the necessary funds.
Mora raditi da bi dobio neophodne stvari.
Therefore, there are householders like, for instance, Gumeshwara Prabhu, who live like grihastha brahmacharis.
Zato postoje domaćini porodice koji žive poput recimo Gumeshwara Prabhu kao grihastha brahmacharis.
Because they know this is much nicer.
Ja znaju, ovo je puno lepše.
Not so much entanglement.
Nema tako puno zapletenost.
All the money can be spent on for preaching.
Sav novac može biti potrošen za propovedanje.
And not for diapers. Diapers means that you put around the little boys and girls behind so that the stool gets captured.
Znači, dakle, novac može biti potrošen za propovedanje, a ne na pelene.
Pelena? Pelena, yes. Pelena, no pelena. So, this is very nice. And one can learn. One has time.
To je jako lepo. A onda u Brahmacari ashram osoba može učiti, ima vremena.
I became attracted to the Krishna consciousness movement when I heard when I learned about the beauties of a Brahmacari ashram.
Poznao sam priučen svesnošću Krišne kad sam učio o lepoti Brahmacari ashram.
You save time for the ecstasy.
Jednostavno imate vreme za ekstazu.
Yes. So, Hare Krishna, this was the first part of my seminar.
Dakle, ovo je bio prvi dio mog seminara.
Tomorrow I will talk on how the living surroundings should be for a brahmacharya.
Sutra ću govoriti kako treba okolina, mjesto na kome živimo, kako treba izgledati za osobu koju brahmacharya ashram.
How he has his relationships with the man and also with the women.
Njegov odnos sa muškarcima i također ženama.
And with the parents.
I sa roditeljima.
Like and tata. How he gives up, what he gives up.
Šta on treba napustiti, odbaciti.
And what he can do to overcome sexual agitation.
I šta treba činiti da bi nadišao uznemirenost seksa.
So this is important, I feel, also for the Matajis. It is these points which we are discussing. So please come back, don't be shocked, also our guests. It is for it all makes sense when you consider the goal of life is Krishna.
Dakle, molim vas sve i goste, nemojte biti šokirani, vratite se ponovo. Sve ovo ima smisla kada se gleda u odnosu na kranice života, a to je Krishna.
So, Hare Krishna. Do you have any questions to what I have said so far?
Da li imate pitanja koje se odnose na ono što sam do sada rekao?
Yes,
In the beginning you have mentioned these eight principles.
Yes.
Brahmacharya, so it seems that it's not so easy to be Brahmacharya according to this standard. Is this standard available today is actual for us in the moment of Krishna Chaitanya?
Yes.
Na početku si spomenuo onih osam principa kojih se Brahmacharya treba pridržavati, to jest koji treba izbjegavati. Pitanje je da li su oni primjenjivi i u ovom sadašnjem dobu, jer izgleda jako teško, pa da li mi bhakti koji smo pogledali sa Čaitanja Mahaprabhuva možemo potpuno slijediti te principe.
For instance, to give up thinking about women is especially difficult when one is a temple president.
Na primjer, ne misliti na ženu. Izuzetno teško, posebno kada je čovjek tempo predan.
It's not when it's to take care of our sisters, the women who come here, they are great souls, they are our sisters. We should care for them like anything.
Osoba, takva osoba,
like it is necessary. Yes.
Takva osoba se treba brinuti recimo o ženama koje dolaze u pokret svjesnosti Krišne, one su jako, one su velike duše i naše sestre i treba se o njima brinuti koliko je neophodno.
Now the thing is, it is possible to practice these eight things even in this time which is where everyone is a sexaholic.
Činjenica je da je moguće prekontirati ovih osam principa čak i u ovo vrijeme kada je svako seksoholičan.
And the the way it is possible is by thinking of Krishna.
A način na koji se to može postići je razmišljajući na Krishna.
There's a wonderful story in the life of Ramanujacharya.
Postoji jedna divna priča iz života Ramanujacharya.
He was a great spiritual master, I think 1200 or so, isn't it? Or around that time. Yeah.
Oh, on je bio veliki acharya otprilike oko 1200 veku.
Once there was a wonderful religious ceremony in yes, Rangachetra.
Jednom se odvila jedna veličanstvena religiozna ceremonija u Rangachetri.
Thousands of people were there.
Hiljade ljudi je bilo tamo.
The conches were blowing.
Školjke su se glasale.
The chamaras were going, hundreds of them were going.
Bilo je na stotine čamara koje su mahali.
The music was just very ecstatic and people danced in abundance.
Muzika je bila jako lepa i ljudi su plesali.
Everyone came and made their offering.
Svako bi došao i primao ponude koje ima.
Because the deity was going on a stroll around the temple. Wonderful deity of Sri Ranganatha.
Predivno božanstvo Sri Ranganatha je obilazilo oko
temple. Everyone was in high spirit except for one wrestler called Danyodas.
Svi su bili, znači svi su osjećali veliku ekstazu, osim jedne osobe koja je bila jako, koja je bila nevjerna i koja se zvala Danyodas.
He looked all the time. He was a wrestler.
Znači bio je Hrvat.
He looked, bodybuilding man. He looked all the time at one particular beautiful woman.
Čitavo vrijeme je gledao jednu lijepu ženu.
He could not see anything else. Yeah. He just looked at the woman.
Ništa drugo nije mogao vidjeti, samo nju je gledao.
So Ramanujacharya asked one of his servants to bring this Danyodas.
I Ramanujacharya je rekao jednom od svojih studenta da dovede tu osobu.
Why are you not participating in the festival? He said. He asked. It's so nice.
Zašto ne učestvuješ u festivalu? Tako je divno.
Said the person. Explanation is very simple. She has the most beautiful eyes in the universe.
Ja, on je osoba rekla. Objašnjenje je jako jednostavno. On ima najlepše oči u univerzumu.
So Ramanujacharya said, what if I show you eyes which are more beautiful?
A Ramanujacharya rekao, šta ako te pokažem oči koji su još lepši?
Then I will become attached to her.
On je rekao, onda će biti privučen njom.
Ok, 7 o'clock in the evening before the temple gate we meet.
Ramanujacharya je rekao, u redu, onda ispred hramske kapije se susrećemo se.
In his milost, Ramanujacharya brought this poor soul before the deity.
I sve milosti Ramanujacharya doveo ovu jadnu dušu ispred božanstva.
And when the light of the arati lamp fell into the eyes and was reflected,
then Dhanadas understood the most beautiful is Krishna.
I onda kada je svetlost gi lampe koja se nudila u Arati kupala i pala na oči božanstva, onda je Dhanadas shvatio da je Krishna najlepši.
And he became so attracted to Krishna. Together with his wife, they lived as Grihastas.
I postoje toliko privučen Krishna zajedno sa svojom ženom.
That they were even more attracted than the sannyasi.
Da su bili čak i privučeni Krishna nego sannyasi.
That fact was shown by Ramanujacharya to his sannyasis.
I tu činjenicu jednom Ramanujacharya prikazao svojim sannyasima.
That's another story.
To je druga priča.
So the answer is yes, it is possible by attraction to Krishna.
Dakle, odgovor je da, moguće je na taj način što će biti privučeni Krishna.
Therefore, I gave the example, if a brahmachari does not hear about Krishna and read about Krishna, it will be not possible for him to practice his eight forms of brahmacharya.
Zato sam napomenuo, ako brahmachari ne čita i ne sluša o Krishna, neće biti u stanju da sprovode ovih osam principa brahmacharya.
Because we are attracted to beauty. This is the nature of the soul. It would be unnatural to not be attracted.
Zato što mi jesmo privučeni lepotom. To je priroda duše.
And the material energy has somehow hidden the stool and the urine and the stinking substances in each other bodies. And we don't see it. We don't think of it.
I materijalna energija na neki način sakrila izmet urin i sve te smrdljive substance unutar tela osobe, tako da ga ne možemo vidjeti.
Looking objectively on it, sex is completely unromantic.
Gledajući objektivno na njega, seks je kompletno neromantičan.
It is strange.
Jako je čudno.
That's what the yogi objected to, you know. Vishwamitra. But Maya is of a different opinion.
Zato je stvari Vishwamitra je protestirao, ali Maya ima drugačije mišljenje.
So we must be attracted to the superior beauty of Krishna.
Dakle, moramo biti privučeni višom lepotom Krishna.
That's not very difficult, isn't it, Puruji? Yeah, our Kaivalya.
But maybe you can translate.
Yes.
Because I find some point.
Yeah.
That he satisfied his desires. Desires are very hard to fulfill. But if a man desires something which is not good and which cannot be fulfilled, desire can be satisfied. And that is the art. By this art, we also can conquer over the sexual desire when it comes, even in the life of Ramachandra.
That point, Kaivalya Prabhu, I will talk about this tomorrow, how you can, when desires come, overcome them as a brahmachari. There are some certain, so I don't want to now lose all my coming attractions.
Dakle, to je tema o tome o kojoj ću sutra govoriti, kako kada se pojavi želja da je nadiđemo kao brahmachari.
So, we will stop here. If you would like to put some questions on these subjects, please save them for tomorrow.
Dakle, ovdje ćemo stati. Ako želite postaviti neko pitanje na ovu temu, molim vas, sačuvajte to pitanje za sutra.
Please all come this evening. We have a very nice program this evening.
Molim vas, sve dođite večeras, imat ćemo jako lep program.
You will be amazed.
Vi ćete zapanjeni.
Very happy.
I jako sretni.
Very intense program.
Vi ćete jako intenzivan program.
And invite your friends. I can guarantee you they will be satisfaction is guaranteed.
Pozovite također svoje prijatelje, zadovoljenje je osigurano.
So, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Njegova polubraća se to iskoristila i zaposlila ga da radi na poljoprivrednom dobru u zamenu za nešto hrane, ali on nije znao kako se radi na polju. Nije znao kako se baca zemlja, niti kako se ravna ili prave neravnine. Braća bi mu običavala davati raspukli pirinač, uljane kolače, plevo od pirinča, žitarice koje su jeli crvi i zagorilu hranu od žitarice koje su hvatila na posudi. On bi to rado prihvatio kao da je nektar. Nije davao nikakve zamjerke i sve bi to vrlo rado jeo. Smisao.
Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Simada Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Vaskadyale Sadarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Lohatarinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare In this verse we hear about Maharaj Bharata, who gives us a lesson how the wrong kind of association can lead to downfall.
U ovom stiku možemo čuti Maharaja Bharata koji čini nam život daje lepu lekciju kako pogrešno druženje može dovesti do pada.
Had given up the material world and was engaged in tapasya, but developed again affection to the material world, which came in form of a little deer to him.
On je bio napustio materijalni život i posvetio se provođenju tapasje, ali je ponovo bio postao privučen ili vezan za materijalni život i to u formi malog jelena kojemu je prišao.
And he became so distracted by his place with the deer that he left all his spiritual practice and did not achieve success in his Krishna conscious duties, but fell at the time of death fell down and was born as a deer.
I njegova igra ili zanimacija sa tim jelenom ga je toliko odvukla od njegovog puta duhovnog napretka da nije uspeo dostići, da nije postigao uspeh u svesnosti Krišne i na kraju života je pao i ponovo se rodio u obliku jelena.
This is how dangerous the material energy can be. Even though you are engaged on a spiritual path, she can come again in a disguise which is so perfect that you don't actually see or see through it and become a victim to a material attachment again.
možemo vidjeti koliko je iluzorna energija opasna. Znači, iako smo hodamo stazom duhovnog napretka, ona nam može prići na takav način da je jednostavno ne prepoznamo i ponovo postanemo njena žrtva.
Now this subject from the Bhagavatam opens our discussion.
Ova tema iz Bhagavatama započinje
next 3 days.
Ova tema Bhagavatama otvara temu o kojoj ćemo diskutirati u sljedeća 3 dana.
I always felt when I come to different countries that when going there we should concentrate on certain subjects which are necessary for the education of our devotees.
Kada idem u različite zemlje, osjećam potrebu da se usredsredim na određenu tematiku koja će jednostavno pomoći razvitku i napretku naših bhakta.
And I would be very happy if I can serve you for the next 3 days by discussing subject which is I feel very important for the spiritual strength of our movement, not only in Yugoslavia but all over the world.
I bit će mi jako drago ako vas mogu služiti ova 3 dana izlagajući jednu temu za koju smatram da je jako bitna za duhovnu snagu pokreta, ne samo u Jugoslaviji, već i u čitavom svijetu.
Once Srila Prabhupada was asked why it is so that this transcendental movement has not yet overtaken the whole world.
Jednom su pitali Srila Prabhupada zašto ovaj duhovni pokret još uvijek nije obuhvatio čitav svijet.
And he said it's because our devotees don't keep the brahmacharya, the vow of brahmacharya very serious.
A on je odgovorio to se još uvijek nije dogodilo zato što se naši bhakte ne pridržavaju još uvijek jako ozbiljno zavetu brahmacharya.
So our subject will be brahmacharya.
Dakle, naša tema će biti brahmacharya.
Brahma means of course the spiritual energy, and charity means to act. So brahmachari is someone who acts within the spiritual energy.
Brahma znači duhovna energija, a charity onaj koji djeluje. Dakle, brahmachari u prevodu znači osoba koja djeluje duhovnoj energiji.
Now when discussing this subject, I have to make one I have to give you one information before I start. And brahmacharya also means brahmacharya also means celibacy.
A brahmacharya također znači celibat.
Now, when I discuss this subject, I want to make it very clear that this pertains both to the male devotees, as well as the female devotees, and as well as the grihastas.
Kada govorimo o ovoj temi, želim da bude jasno da se to podjednako odnosi kako na bhakte koji imaju muško telo, tako i na bhakte koji imaju žensko telo, a također i na grihaste.
There is a fire of Maya burning the vitality of all living entities in this world.
Postoji vatra Maje koja izgara životnost svih živih bića unutar ovog materijalnog sveta.
And this fire is the sexual attraction.
A ta vatra je seksualna privlačnost.
Why?
Zašto?
Because there is no attachment to this world of death which is as strong as that particular attachment.
Zato što ne postoji vezanost, jača vezanost za ovaj svet smrti kao što je ta vrsta vezanosti.
In one of our Vaishnava scriptures, you will find an amazing description.
В одном из наших вайшнавских списков это значит запоминающий опис.
The desire for sense gratification can never be satisfied even by an unlimited supply of sense objects.
Желание за чувственным уживанием се никогда не сможет задовольствовать, чак и ако успеем да обезбедим неограниченный прилив чувственных объектов.
Instead, it always increases as fire always increases when more ghee is supplied.
Вместо того, еще тише повечава. То, что се вадра непрестанно повечава, ако се на нее долева ги.
One whose mind is not disturbed by the beautiful eyes and eyebrows of a woman.
Особа чий ум не узнемирен предивним очима или обрвама жене.
Now, if you happen to be in the body of a woman, you just have to always translate man.
А ако сте в неким случаем у телу жене, jednostavno trebate ovo prevesti kao muškarac.
This will keep whose heart does not burn by the heat of anger. Whose heart? Smitska.
Чие сердце не горит ватром гнева.
Who's not tied with the rope of greed.
Кој не е везан ужетом пожуде.
Who does not feel misery when sense gratification enters within the mind.
Кој не осеќа беда и неволи када чудно живење уди внутар негово хума.
Such a sober and steady person conquers over the three worlds.
Таква мудра и постојана особа надладува сва три света.
This precious human form of life, in other words, is a gate.
Овој драгоцени облик људског живота е капија.
With two directions.
И постоје два правца.
One is the eternal spiritual world.
Еден е вечен духовен свет.
And one is entanglement in the material world.
А други е заплетеност во материјален свет.
So to go into the eternal spiritual world, you must be free from anger and greed and attachment.
Да бисте ишли во вечен духовен свет, морате бити слободни љутње, пожуде или похлепе и везаност.
Otherwise you are taking the wrong way in this human form of life.
Иначе у овом людском облику живота ходате погрешно стазом, погрешним путем.
Now the whole world actually is in the name of enjoyment cultivating the other path. It is cultivating the process of attachment.
Читав свет во име уживања култивира погрешен пут, пут везаности.
However, this attachment is unnatural for the eternal soul.
Меѓутим, ова везаност е неприродна за духовна душа.
In the Svaga Kanda it has been explained what can be more abnormal, than to be attached to the organs of sex.
У једном спису е речено шта може бити ненормални или луѓи од тога бити везани за сексуални органи.
From which daily emanates urine, ovum and dirty stool-like smells.
Like? So the last word?
Dirty stool-like smells, like yesterday in the theater play.
И од кои, значи, за те органи кои свакодневно еманирају такви субстанции како што су измет и мокреќе.
What a surprise it is that the whole world is attached to it.
Како сме изненадени да видиме да е чита свет везан за тоа.
Very nice verse, Svaga Kanda. So there was a yogi once who was so disturbed by the degeneration of the human mind that he said, well, from this day on human beings will not come about by sexual intercourse, but they will grow on trees. By my mystic potency I will do this.
Bio jedan yogi koji je bio
toliko... Vishvamitra was his name.
bio jedan jogi čije ime bilo Višvamitra, koji je bio toliko uznemiren, zgađen sa tom degradacijom ljudskosti, da je jednog dana rekao, zahvaljujući moje mističnoj moći, od danas se ljudi više neće rađati putem seksualnog dodira, nego će se rasti sa drveća.
Now, whilst I am talking about this, I am very much aware that what I say tastes very bitter to the materialistic mind.
Dok ovo govorim, svestan sam da sve što ću reći će zvučati jako gorko za materialistički um.
Because it goes against the value system of our modern times.
Jer ono što govorim ide direktno protiv sistema vrednovanja u današnjem dobu.
Our civilization is, as Prabhupada said, burning with the fire of lust.
Naša civilizacija, kao što je Prabhupada rekao, gori ognjem požude.
Even if you want to just buy a simple toothpaste, it will be advertised by a half-naked woman.
Čak i ako želite kupiti običnu pastu za zube, ona će biti reklamirana od strane polugole žene.
Women are induced to dress and to put šminka on just to increase the appetite of lusty men. This is completely normal.
I žene nastoje da se oblaže na određeni način i da stavljaju šminku samo da bi povećali apetit poželjnog čovjeka. To je potpuno normalno.
And I want to say there is also a spiritual reason behind this.
I želim također reći da postoji duhovni razlog iza ovoga.
In the spiritual world there is one taste which is superior than everyone else. It's the Madhurya Lila, the loving exchange between Radha and Krishna.
U duhovnom svijetu postoji jedan ukus koji je superiran u odnosu na sve drugo, a to je Madhurya Lila, ljubavna razmjena između Radha i Krishna.
It is called Adi Ras, the original taste.
Naziva se Adi Ras ili prvobitni ukus.
However, just like we were explaining yesterday, when this becomes reflected in the material world, the highest tends to become the lowest.
Međutim, kao što smo još jučer objašnjavali, kada to bude reflektirano u materijalnom svetu, ono što je najviše se preobražava u ono što je najniže.
And love is transformed into lust.
I ljubav biva preobražena u požudu.
Like when you have a banyan tree at the side of a lake, he is reflected in what was the top becomes the bottom.
Kao kada imate banjano drvo na samoj obali reke i ono se ogleda u vodi i ono što je vrh postaje dno.
But even the bottom has so much fascinating attraction because the pure thing is so wonderful.
Ali čak i ako je dno, ono posjeduje toliko privlačnosti zato što je izvorna čista stvar toliko prekrasna.
So therefore the Vedic civilization said that at least at the beginning stage of life we should all overcome this attraction.
Zato Vedska civilizacija kaže da barem u početku života trebamo prevazići ovu privlačnost.
In the beginning stage of life we should practice detachment from the material world.
Na početku svog života u početnim stadijumima trebamo praktizirati odvojenost od materijalnog svijeta.
Submission to our spiritual master. Submission to mission.
Trebamo se podčinjavati svom duhovnom učitelju.
We should practice to control our mind and our senses.
Trebamo praktizirati kontrolu uma i čula.
And be very charitable.
I biti jako znatiželjni.
We were talking about this in the Beograd radio. Charity means to give away what you have in order to practice the art of nirmama. That means nothing belongs to me.
Ne znatiželjni, nego milostivi. Razgovarali smo o tome na Beogradskom radiju,
Milosrđe znači odbaciti ono što posjedujemo da bismo mogli prepisivati nirmama princip, ništa ne pripada meni.
This is important if you want to see yourself as an inhabitant of the spiritual world.
To je jako bitno ako želite vidjeti sebe kao stanovnika duhovnog svijeta.
Later, when due to our specific situation, we feel the desire to help, to create, to procreate children, then we can marry.
Kasnije, u skladu s određenom situacijom, ako osjećamo potrebu da stvorimo ženu, onda se možemo oženiti.
We can go into the Grihastha ashram and lead a very responsible life, not attracted to the material energy.
Možemo živjeti Grihastha životom i voditi jedan jako odgovoran život, bez vezanosti za materijalnu energiju.
And in this way go home back to Godhead.
I na taj način se vratiti kući natrag Bogu.
This, however, shouldn't mean that the brahmachari ashram is like a waiting room.
Ovo međutim ne znači da je brahmachari ashram poput čekalnice.
Where you wait until something else happens, like grihastha ashram.
I gde čekate dok se nešto drugo ne dogodi, ili grihastha ashram.
And stay bored, so to say.
I tamo vam je užasno dosadno.
When, oh when.
Kada?
No. Some fortunate souls will go directly, will stay brahmachari for the rest of their life, and that is certainly very commendable.
Ne, neke sretne duše će ostati brahmachari tokom čitavog svog života, i to je svakako vrlo preporučljivo.
And they will stay in the brahmachari ashram and later enter the sannyasa ashram, where they forsake forever the possibility of living together with a member of the opposite sex.
I a kasnije također mogu prihvatiti i sannyasa ashram, gdje potpuno odbaci svaku mogućnost da žive sa suprotnim polom.
Yeah. So now I will tell you what the brahmachari ashram actually means, what activities it brings.
Sada ću vam reći šta u stvari brahmachari ashram znači, kakve aktivnosti brahmachari treba sprovoditi.
The vow of brahmacharya is meant to help one completely abstain from sex indulgence in work, words and mind.
Zavet brahmacharya je namenjena da pomogne osobi da se potpuno odvrati od seksualnog čina u rečima, delu i umu.
At all times, under all circumstances and in all places.
U svako vrijeme, pod svim uslovima i na svakom mjestu.
This is a very revolutionary statement, I think.
Ovo je revolucionarna izjava.
But it will come more revolutionary. This is a movement of strengths.
Ali doći će još više revolucionarnih izjava.
Those who are brahmacharis, they should and brahmacharinis, that means the women, they should avoid eight principles.
Oni koji su brahmacari, a također žene koji su brahmacharini, treba izbjegavati osam principa.
Think about women.
Mišljenje o ženama.
Speak about sex life.
Razgovaranje o seksualnom životu.
Belly with women. Belly means to lay around.
Družiti se ovako, biti sa ženama.
Look lustfully at women.
Požudno gledati na njih.
And again, or men, if you are in the, so to say, with a different suit.
I ponovo još jednom napomena na muškarca, ako ste u drugačijem modelu.
Talk intimately with women.
Intimno, blisko razgovarati sa ženama.
Decide to engage in sexual intercourse.
Odlučiti da se uključimo u seksualne djelatnosti.
Endeavor for sex life.
Truditi se da dostignemo seksualni život.
And engage in sex life.
I uključiti se u seks.
These eight principles are not, they are avoided by a brahmachari.
Ovi brahmachari izbjegava ovih osam principa.
Now, one thing which is very important here is to understand that this brahmacharya, the brahmachari life is also external.
Jedna stvar koju je jako bitno, koju jako dobro trebamo shvatiti, je da je ovaj brahmacari život također izvanjski.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defined his identity, he did not define himself either as brahmachari or sannyasi.
Kada je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu definirao svoj identitet, nije sebe definirao kao brahmachari ili sannyasi.
He explained that he is an eternal, that he is a servant of the servant of Krishna.
On je objasnio da je sluga od sluge Krishna.
That means that he is not this material body.
To znači da on nije ovo materijalno telo.
Either male or female.
Bilo muško ili žensko.
But he has an eternal spiritual body.
Ali ne, on je večno duhovno telo.
Which is engaged in the ecstatic, tasting the ecstatic relationship with Krishna.
Koje je uključeno u kušanje ekstatičnog odnosa sa Krishnom.
So let us not make the mistake, if we are brahmacharis or brahmacharis, to think that this is our identity. It is helpful to attain our identity.
Dakle, nemojmo učiniti tu grešku ako smo brahmacari ili brahmacarini, misliti da je to naš identitet. Ne, to je stvar koja nam pomaže da dostignemo svoj identitet.
And I will show you exactly how it is helpful.
I pokazat ću vam tačno kako to pomaže.
Once I was interviewed in a sex magazine, by a sex magazine.
Jednom sam dao intervju za jedan sex magazine.
And I took the title Celibacy, Exquisite Torture or Way to Highest Ecstasy.
I dao sam naslov celibat, izuzetno izmučivanje ili put za višu ekstazu.
And I started with a psychological analysis of the relationship between man and woman.
I započeo sam sa psihološkom analizom odnosa između muškarca i žene.
So it was anyways, I can't repeat this here, but it was so good that I decided to not print it.
Ne mogu sada tačno to ponoviti, ali u svakom slučaju je bilo tako dobro da su oni odlučili da ne štampaju taj
član. It was see, there is a mistake, there is, people don't know this, but I have to talk about this. This is so good. I actually didn't want to talk about it. See, as soon as a conditioned soul has the object he desired, he becomes bored with it. It becomes normal.
Neposredno nakon što duhovna duša dobije čulni objekt za kojim je tragala, jednostavno ona, taj objekt postaje dosadan za nju, normalno.
You can see this these people in the material world that work very hard to obtain something, let us say a car from Germany or a instrument and so on.
Možemo vidjeti to na primjeru ljudi iz materijalnog svijeta. Jako teško rade da bi dostigli određenu stvar, recimo auto iz Njemačke ili instrument.
But when they have it, the fascination is gone. It's already their property. They don't have to struggle any longer for it.
Ali kada ga dobiju, više nema ničeg fascinantnog u njemu. Već imaju, već je njihova svojina i ne trebaju se za njega boriti.
A materialist is like a child. It is very, very intensely desire something, and it doesn't give peace until he has it.
Materialist poput deteta jako intenzivno želi određenu stvar i nema mira sve dok je ne dobije.
And when he has it, it's just one of the different things he has.
A kada je dobije, to postaje samo jedna od puno stvari koje već ima.
He doesn't even notice that he has it.
Čovjek i ne primjećuje da je posjeduje.
That it's valuable.
да има вредност.
Now, when the child has, for instance, a very nice toy which he really wanted,
kada recimo dete dobije jako neku igračku koju je zaista želeo,
and it's sitting there with all the other toys in the sandbox. Do you have sandboxes in Yugoslavia? Where you play, where they play and build castles and so on.
I sada zamislimo to dete sedi sa svojom sa tom igračkom i puno drugih igračaka i ono kutijom za kocki.
Yes, za kocki. Then when another child comes and takes that thing away, it really gets, have you seen this? It really gets emotionally disturbed, the poor child.
I ako dođe neko drugo dete i uzme tu igračku, ovo dete postaje zaista emocionalno uznemirano.
Because the real pleasure is not in having. It seems that the real pleasure for the conditioned soul is in struggling for something.
Jer pravo zadovoljstvo nije u posjedovanju. Izgleda da za uslovljenu dušu zadovoljstvo dolazi iz borbe za određenu stvar.
Now you have this Jagannath shirt, Venu, yeah, Venu Gopal.
Sada imaš ovu Jagannath majicu.
Now it is completely normal in your life. You don't even notice that you have such a nice shirt.
I to postalo sasvim normalno u tom životu, čak i ne primećuješ da imaš.
But remember how it was when you saw for the first time that shirt. The big eyes
and so on.
You wanted to have it because it's a nice shirt.
Želio si imati jer je tako lepa majica.
This is what is essentially wrong with the activity of with the activity of trying to possess a man or a woman.
To je znači ona osnovna pogreška u aktivnostima pomoću kojih želimo posjedovati muškarca ili ženu.
And if someone is just greedy to, he doesn't want to possess someone only for 5 minutes, you know, for the time of the sexual intercourse, then there are other problems. No, I want to say that's why so many marriages are divorced.
Zato
for that reason.
Iz tog razloga dolazi do tako puno razvoda braka.
And the others who are they're suffering, who don't divorce, they're usually suffering in their private health.
A ostali koji se ne razvedu obično pate u svojim privatnim paklovima.
That's why sometimes when you see a marriage ceremony, the wise man says, king for a day, slave for a life.
Zato ponekad kada vidite venčanje, mudra osoba kaže kralj za jedan dan, ali rob čitavog života.
And if you are just, if someone is just after the sense of, I mean, he just wants sex, no responsibility.
Ako s druge strane osoba jednostavno traga samo za seksualnim životom, bez odgovornosti.
Material nature is presently saying how unnatural this is, showing us.
Materijalna priroda nam od skora pokazuje kako je to ne prirodno.
There are so many diseases.
Postoje tako puno bolesti.
Sometimes people say, but is it so natural?
Ponekad ljudi kažu, ali to je tako prirodno.
But then my question is, do the pills grow from trees? It is the gummy which is used to prevent pregnancy. Is this growing on trees?
Ali moj odgovor je, da li tablete i različite sredstva koje se koriste da bi se spriječila trudnoća rastu na drvetu?
No, it is actually not natural.
Ne, u stvari to nije prirodno.
It is highly artificial, it is blown up lust.
Ne, to je krajnje izveštačeno. To je ekspandirana požuda.
Yes, yes. So, well, I was explaining like this in the magazine, and then I went even more deep into the subject, but I don't want to do it here. So, anyways, now But because we have left our spiritual identity and we do not feel the ecstasy of love in relationship to Krishna, we become attracted to this.
Ali zato što smo napustili svoj duhovni identitet i ne osjećamo ekstazu u ljubavnom odnosu prema Krišni, privučeni smo ovim.
Now I want to show you how it is very favorable, this Brahmachari ashram.
Sada vam želim pokazati kako je povoljan ovaj Brahmachari ashram.
First of all, it's very good for discipline.
Pre svega, jako je dobar za disciplinu.
Then we want to go home back to Godhead, we have to learn discipline.
Ako želimo ići kući natrag Bogu, moramo postati disciplinirani.
That's the meaning of disciple.
To je značenje učenika.
The main reason why discipline is good is because the essence of all spiritual practice is to always remember Krishna and to never forget him.
Razlog zašto je disciplina dobra je da je esencija svih duhovnih uputstava uvijek se sjećati Krišne i nikad ga ne zaboraviti.
By this we will always be connected with Krishna transcendentally.
Zahvaljujući ovome ćemo uvijek biti povezani sa Krišnom na jedan transcendentalan način.
A devotee who remembers Krishna is on the platform of pure consciousness.
Bhakta koji se sjeća Krišne je na nivou čiste svjesnosti.
Now for that he must learn how to control his senses and his mind.
A da bi to postigao, mora naučiti kako da kontrolira čula i um.
The second thing which comes, which grows, so to say, when you are when you are in Brahmachari ashram, is your determination.
A sljedeća stvar koja prirodno dolazi ako ste u Brahmachari ashramu je odlučnost.
See, you will not give up your spiritual life for sense gratification.
Nećete napustiti svoj duhovni život radi čulnog uživanja.
Prabhupada says Maya is so strong that unless one is fully determined not to fall victim, even the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot give one protection.
Osoba iluzorna energija je toliko moćna da ukoliko osoba nije potpuno determinirana, potpuno odlučna da ne padne, onda je čak ni svevišnje božanstvo ličnost ne može pružiti zaštitu.
This can be seen in a wonderful episode of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who had a servant called Krishna Das. They were traveling in South India.
Možemo jako lepo razumjeti na primjeru jedne epizode iz života Chaitanya Mahaprabhu koji je sa svojim slugom Krishna Dasom putovao u Južnu Indiju.
And there were some gypsies, cigonere. They were called the Bataharis.
I tamo su susreli neke cigane koji su zvali Batahari.
The cigonere actually come from India.
Cigane u stvari dolaze iz Indije.
That's why their music is sometimes very similar.
Zato je njihova muzika ponekad jako slična.
So the Batahari thought, oh, what a nice person this Krishna is, and they sent their special committee, women, to allure him away from Chaitanya.
I ti Batahari su mislili baš fina osoba i Krishna Das, i onda su poslali svoj specijalni komitet jednu ženu da ga odvuče Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And I don't know what they all did, but at least Krishna Das left Chaitanya.
I ne znam šta su sve radili, ali konačno je Krishna Das napustio Chaitanya.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this Tsiganara and said, I'm a sannyasi, I need this servant to do my regular duties.
Onda je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu došao Tsiganima i rekao, ja sam sannyasi, potreban mi je ovaj sluga da je mogu izvršavati svoje redovne dužnosti.
But they attacked him with words.
Ali napali su ga mačevima.
So you could see, even the Supreme Personality of Godhead couldn't give Krishna Das protection because he was not so determined.
Vidimo, čak i svevišnja božanska ličnost nije mogla pružiti zaštitu Krishna Dasu jer nije bio odlučan.
Međutim, when they attacked with the swords,
these words turned against them.
Međutim, kad su napali sa mačevima, mačevi su se okrenuli protiv njih.
That shows you, he was all powerful, but not to save this Krishna Das, who was not determined in his vow.
Dakle, vidimo, on je bio svemoćan, međutim, ne toliko da spasi Krishna Dasa, koji nije bio odlučen u svom zavetu.
And how does our vow for becomes disturbed?
I kako naš zavet bila
our determination?
Kako naš zavet i naša odlučnost bivaju pokolebani?
If we are overly attached to sense gratification.
Ako smo previše vezani za čulno uživanje.
If we cannot control our mind.
Ako ne možemo kontrolirati um.
Like the materialistic man, whenever he feels hungry, he has to go and eat.
Kao materialistički čovjek, kad god se osjeća gladni, mora nešto pojesti.
And when he feels lusty, the next woman is the person he concentrates his mind on.
I kad osjeća požudu, prva žena koju sretne je osoba na koju sve sebi svoju koncentraciju.
Such a person is like a dog who cannot even cross the street when he smells another dog.
Takva osoba poput psa koji ne može čak ni preći ulicu, a ako namiriše drugog psa.
It jumps on him.
Iskoči na njega.
So, now how can we practice this determination?
Dakle, kako da prakticiramo ovu odlučnost?
We must make a strong decision.
Moramo doneti čvrstu odluku.
Yes, it's just like Srila Bhishmana Chakravarti Thakur tells us, it's just like when Ekadasi comes.
Srila Bhishmana Chakravarti Thakur nam kaže, to je upravo kao kad dođe Ekadasi.
It's just in a few days you will have the pleasure of seeing the Bhima Nirjal Ekadasi.
Samo nekoliko dana ćete imati to zadovoljstvo da vidite Bhima Nirjal Ekadasi.
For those who are serious in spiritual life, they don't eat anything and they don't drink anything on this day.
Oni su ozbiljni u duhovnom životu, na ovaj dan ništa ne jedu niti ništa piju.
Because, see, this Ekadasi was made by Krishna. Ekadasi usually is a day when you can make spiritual advancement and you fast.
Ekadasi je obično dan koji nam može donesti puno duhovne dobrobiti, duhovnog napretka ako postimo.
But Krishna's devotee Bhima could not fast.
Ali Krishna Bhakta Bhima nije mogao postiti.
He broke every Ekadasi.
Svaki Ekadasi bi prekinuo.
Because he was so hungry.
Jer je bio izuzetno gladan.
So, Krishna said, Moshe, it's one Ekadasi now. We even call it after you, Bhima. Wherever you keep this Ekadasi and don't eat and don't drink, then all the other Ekadasis which you have broken, the result is annihilated.
I onda je Krishna rekao, Moshe, napravite vam samo jedan Ekadasi koji će po tebi biti nazvan, jer ako samo na tom jednom Ekadasiju postiš potpuno i ne uzimaš vodu, grešna reakcija od svih drugih Ekadasija koji si prekršio će biti anulirana.
Therefore, devotees in our movement also keep this Ekadasi just in case during the year out of mistake they will break one Ekadasi.
I bhakti u našem pogledu se to već pridržavaju ovog i kadaši, a samo da nisu nekim slučajnošću tokom godine prekršili koji.
Now, for our friends, you can eat on Ekadasi, but not grains.
Za naše prijatelje, možete jesti na Ekadasi, ali ne žitarice.
And if you do this, don't eat grains on Ekadasi, you will see how you will, in a mystical way, advance in Krishna consciousness.
I ako ovo činite, ne jedete žitarice na Ekadasi, vidjet ćete kako ćete na mistični način napredovati u svjesnosti Krishna.
So anyways, if you for some of you who are accustomed to eat every day three times a day, it's difficult to fast a whole day.
Svakom slučaju, za neke od vas koji ste navikli da jedete po tri puta dnevno, je jako teško postiti čitav dan.
But if on the day before you make a strong decision in your mind, no, I won't fast, it's good for my spirit, I will fast, it's good for my spiritual life, it becomes very easy, and even the most beautiful cake becomes completely uninteresting, like meat or something.
I, ali ako predvidenog dana čvrsto donesete odluku da ćete postiti, onda sve postaje izuzetno lako i čak i najprivlačnija torta postaje nezanimljiva poput mesa, recimo.
Now, so to end my presentation this morning, I want to explain a few nice general behaviors for a brahmachari.
Da bi završio svoje izlaganje ovog jutra, želim izneti par zanimljivih podataka o ponašanju brahmačarija.
My watch stopped. It was too heavy for the watch.
Sad je prestao, lekcija je bila previše heavy.
So, the first thing is, a brahmachari should serve his spiritual master.
Prva stvar je da brahmacari treba služiti svoj duhovnog učitelja.
It's the time for service in the brahmachari ashram.
Brahmacari ashram je vreme za službu.
And that's why our Sudarshan, the small boy, he will now be trained in the rules of brahmachari ashram and learn the service.
I zato će naš Sudarshan, ovaj dečak, sada biti podučen pravilima brahmacari i naučiti da služi.
So, then one tries to avoid what does not please the spiritual master.
Onda osoba pokušava da izbjegava ono što ne zadovoljava duhovnog učitelja.
See, by thinking of another person, you lose your thought of faults which are induced by your own false ego.
Razmišljajući o drugoj osobi, jednostavno zaboravljate misli koje su uzrokovane vašim lažnim ja.
A devotee wants to do it the way a great devotee does things, and he wants to think that way, and he wants to live that way.
Bhakta želi živjeti i razmišljati na način na koji to radi uzvišeni bhakta.
Brahmachari should always be conscious that he represents his spiritual master.
Brahmachari uvijek treba biti svjestan da predstavlja svog duhovnog učitelja.
He should practice to be well behaved.
Treba praktizirati da se dobro odnosi, dobro ponaša.
He should be always very direct.
Uvijek treba biti direktan.
Not like, you know, dancing around the bush.
Ne.
He's a direct. He should be direct.
On treba biti direktan, ne?
Yes. Then he should be satisfied.
Onda treba biti zadovoljan.